Watch him pick it up slow. Yeah. Oh my, 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 oh my, my, my.
I fell in love when you're slow.
Back and forth. Oh, girl, I cannot wait to dance with you on the floor. Oh, love the way you're moving it back and forth. Oh, my, 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 oh, my, my, my.
I fell in love when you're slow wine.
No lie, 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 no lie, lie, lie.
The way you're moving your waistline.
Okay, guys.
Woo. How did you just stop this? Like, sec,
that was,
like we say in
that
French.
That was sec for real.
That was dry as hell. On New Year's?
And the mics. And this is, yeah, come yeah, on.
Everybody's vibing. People
I know,
started
I know.
To
we were We were doucement bouger.
I see what was going
we
on. But guys, we have a very important service announcement. I had to stop everything for. Service announcement.
Public service announcement, people.
Bonjour tout le monde. Ça passe. En ce moment même, partout au Québec, les travailleurs de la santé d'origine haïtienne. Bonjour tout le monde. Ça passe.
Yes.
En ce moment même, partout au Québec. Des travailleurs de la santé d'origine haïtienne travaillent jour et nuit pour lutter contre cette pandémie de la COVID-19. Ces travailleurs sont des médecins, des infirmières, des préposés et bien plus encore. Alors j'aimerais prendre un instant pour leur dire merci au nom de tous les Canadiens qui sont tellement reconnaissants. À chaque jour, ils s'exposent à des risques pour assurer notre santé et notre sécurité. Ils représentent vraiment ce qu'il y a de mieux au pays. Permettez-moi maintenant de m'adresser directement à ces travailleurs. Je sais que vous faites de très longues journées de travail, mais sachez qu'on est là pour vous. On travaille fort pour vous protéger, comme vous le faites pour nous. Merci encore pour tout ce que vous faites. Avez-nous map marché, Kimbé Palagé.
I need a round table for this, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, this was, yes, you heard him, the number one influencer.
Yeah, he did that.
Prime
he
Minister
tried it.
Justin Trudeau addressing black Haitian speaking Creole nurses.
Let's also remember this was not televised. This was private.
Yeah, yeah. So he did not do this on national television. That's this correct. Is on semi-national television
really?
By recording this in front of his house and sending this to... Montreal North's elected official,
yeah.
Emmanuel Dubourg,
mm-hmm.
who basically forwarded this to the Haitian community. So I want to go around this table. Kaya, how do you feel about the Prime Minister of Canada saying, Kembira?
Well, you know what? I actually think it's to be expected. He wore blackface, and then some pictures came up about him and his brother riding on black kids' backs when they were kids. So go ahead. You're a multifaceted man. You do blackface and to pap
Creole.
Okay. So you know what? Honestly, it's an insult. It's a smack in the face. And I just want to know when Canadians got so punkish. Because I thought
right.
we used to smack people in the face for stuff like this.
Right.
But I guess it's like, it's all right, whatever. Y'all ain't got no neighbors that live next to him or nothing?
Golly.
Trish, what about you?
I said it in the beginning. And I'll say it again. Let me get it from my stomach. Boo! Done.
Gina?
Next.
Gina?
Justin. Siula.
Hey.
Kot Koblan.
Hey.
If you here for us,
mm-hmm. where's the money?
Yes, the money.
Because you know who's underpaid? My mom.
Please preach.
You know who's underpaid?
I want
these black Haitian nurses.
Exactly.
So, I'm
good job.
Another one.
I'm so glad that you're here feeling this with us. But you're not. And if you feel it and you know it, then pay the women. Because you know what? Like, I don't know if people know this, but the percentage of these nurses in these hospitals,
about 70%,
are black West Indian. And when I say West Indian, I'm talking about all the West Indies. Haiti, Trini, Bajan, Bart. Like, let me. Like, I can go down.
Where was the Jamaican Creole in there?
Exactly, the Patois. Where was it? Mm-hmm.
Right. I need you in all them languages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you sent it to Montreal Nord. There's some English. There's some Anglos out there too.
Thank you.
Like, no, pas sous ça. No.
Okay. Where's my another one?
I have to.
Now I'm just blowing up the place.
Farrell.
Guys, I'll tell you guys.
Keep like, the bombs. Keep the bombs going.
You need
to press it. No. I don't need bombs for this. You know, guys, for me, I keep it real simple. It's in the eyes of the people. The people, we cannot let these, we can't be jumping when they say jump. We can't be asking how high. We can't just be listening to this. Like, it's us, I feel. Like, I'm looking at us. He's doing what he's going to do. That's his job. He's an actor. He's a politician doing his thing. I'm sorry to say, but he's doing his part. When do we stop jumping? When do we stop shucking and jiving?
Hey.
All right. Let's wait to the positives.
I'm gonna just say, Justin, I need you to do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Stop telling us you love us. Start showing us you
love
us.
Hey.
All right, Justin? And I'm gonna keep telling. I've been saying this to black and brown folks for years now. I hear you coming and saying, you know what? I don't F with politics.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mess with politics. Well, guess what? Politics is going to mess and F with you.
You have said that from
so
before.
I do not care where you guys stand on this one. 2021, that's why this isn't a positivity column.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, Valérie Plante? You either go make it or break it. Guess what, Justin?
Happy New Year.
You are either going to make it or break it. And just like the United States of America, the black vote, the black Canadian Montreal vote will make or break you. So brace yourself, white politicians. We will not just take you pandering to us, speaking to us in Clareo.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to come with an agenda. Farrell, I'm calling you on this one. Exactly. Yibam Baking, I need you to come up with a list from the west part of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come up with a list in the east part of Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have one united black voice that's going to be asking and demanding certain things before they get anything from us.
Talk about it.
Great, great job.
I'm on it. Oh,
Happy New Year.
This is fun.
All right. On to the positives. That's where we're going.
Yeah,
all right. Let's start off with the Black Lives Matter riots that have been happening. Thoughts, feelings. Let's go around the table for that one, you guys.
And why? Let's speak on why.
It started with George Floyd.
But why do we think it's a positive thing that we riot?
Goodness, we're finally speaking up more and more and more. We're showing ourselves out. We're not taking this garbage no more. I was about to cuss. Mm-hmm. We are not taking this stuff anymore. We have to do this. This is something that we've been seeing more with these BLM, but the problem's still not solved, unfortunately, but it's a good start. It's a great start.
Yeah, it's the coming together of black people. And I think there I think it was Michael Che who mentioned it, but he was just saying Black Lives Matter is, like, all we're asking is to be equal.
That was great.
Just matter.
Just for us to matter. Like, I'm not asking for more.
That was a great
I'm just not asking for less.
Just
can we be on the docket? Can we be? And
can
so
we be here?
Yes, and I do want to point out too, because we did say the BLM riots, but really the riots was only done by implants who were actually police officers a lot of the times.
So it was the marches. It was the marches, really. We organized the marches.
Thank you.
We came out. You're absolutely right.
Talk on it, Farrell. Yep, the marches are definitely positive.
That's it. The marches, they mobilize. We unite as a people. We showed our strength. But that just wasn't enough, though.
And I want to shout out also all of the black and brown people during King Pharaoh's and Queen Anastasia's march, 100,000 deep.
Mm-hmm.
I was there. There was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly we started to see white folks tagging the streets of Montreal in crayon.
Yep.
Hey.
And I discovered something. that white anarchists know how to speak Creole. Something I never knew. So let's be real here, Valerie. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you. You're the first lady of Montreal. And I'm going to tell you what I told my daughter. My daughter the other day built some Legos. Mm. And then my son Shiloh came to my daughter and said, why are you breaking the stuff that you just built? Mm. And I'm going to tell you something, Valerie Plante, Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Just like I told my daughter, if you build it, godly, you are allowed to destroy it. And it is your godly, divinely gifted right to tore it down mm-hmm. to pieces mm-hmm. and rebuild it if you wish, or leave it crumbled yay. If you wish.
Come to ver.
That's it. So I love what we said, and that's why it's in the positivity. One man's riot is another person's march. And if you call us terrorists, some terrorists are heroes to others. Nah. So I don't care what you call us. You could say whatever you want about black folks. We've tried everything. We've been peaceful and passive in marching. When the marching don't work, we got to do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now Minnesota police being dismantled. 9 members of Minneapolis City Council have vowed to dismantle the city's police, ooh-wee. Which was responsible for the death of George Floyd, and replace it with a new community-based system for public safety. How y'all feel about that?
Positive.
I'm positive about that, too.
See, that's what when they talked about the defunding the police, this is what they were talking about. How everyone wanted to take this whole lot of rhetoric. I was like, oh, well, we can't stop paying policemen. It's not about that. Okay. And I'll say this to this, right? Some policemen came out and said, you know, they call us for everything. When there's domestic issues, they call the police. When there's, whatever it may be, they're not necessarily equipped to be responsive to this. And so when we say defund the police, it's about better training. It's about
reallocation of funds.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Farrow, how do you feel about this? Let's call it what it is, though. The Minneapolis police is dismantled.
Dismantled?
Not just defunded. They took it apart. Farrow, mm-hmm. how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm bringing it right back home because this is something that within our SPVM here, we need to start looking inside here.
Hey.
And follow the example of saying maybe we should reallocate some funds to supporting the people in crisis, maybe investing a little bit more in the crisis prevention. Because I know when King Sheffield was murdered, they said it's because there wasn't any other units, so they might as well sent snipers. They might as well have, because basically they said they do have special forces that deal with these kind of crises, mental health crises, and they just weren't available. So why don't we put some more money there?
And to that point, therapists are not accessible, by the way, unless you have insurance. Unless you are privileged and have the money to,
that's right.
You cannot. And even me who has insurance, like there's a limit to that before, because it's about $100 a session.
Therapy sessions are not cheap. Mm. So at all.
This is not accessible. Mm. It's not an accessible, and it should be part of the health system. Mm. Period.
Period. Speaking of money, let's go on to the next one.
Actually, I just want to touch on
something. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I want to touch on the fact that we have to understand also the history of the police and why it's important to dismantle it. And just so you guys think, you think police always existed? No. The first ever publicly recognized police force was actually created in Boston in 1838. It was public funded and it was organized police force. And it stems, the root of the current police force we know, stems from slave catchers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So can we exist without a police? The answer is yes. Do we need and do we have real crime happening in our society? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But has crime gone down year after year in this great country called Canada? Great for some, terrible for others. The answer is also yes. So mm-hmm. do I believe we can defund the police and reallocate the funds? Yes. Do not let them divide us on this question and this issue. Cops can and should be defunded. The problem is the union, because the union is still ran by white supremacist, old bigoted, racist male.
Mm.
Let's segue into money. We're still talking about money, but we're going to move a little bit faster because we are running that down. Okay, Trudeau and his $221 million for Black Entrepreneurs, the loan program. The federal government has created a new national program to help Black Canadians get business loans with national banks. Everybody, quickly, what do y'all think?
Good stuff. All right, next.
That's huge for us.
Yeah.
In terms of money circulating, I know.
I'm just saying.
Clearly
we
not
out of time.
So much time on the negative. I want us to make sure that we hit every positive. Single positive. I don't want to run out of time on this.
We got $221 million. You just want to scoop over this.
It's just that.
We for black people.
No, I hear what you're saying, but no, it's definitely we have to, acknowledge just $220 million. Right. Yo, Chicken and I were there in Toronto when they made that announcement. Yep. It was a big deal.
Okay,
it was a massive one.
Yeah, definitely. And for our people, it's creating opportunity. Okay, guys, correct. It's time to seize the moment.
Is it enough? The answer is no.
No,
it is not enough.
It won't be enough.
It's a start,
but it's a good start.
It's a good start, and for 2021, it's definitely a positive thing. But guess what? That's why they invented 2021. We need to ask for more.
221. Look at that number. 2021 and 221 million. I believe in numbers.
221 was, let's call it the entree. Now let's go after the main course in 2021. There's a year, an election year. Mm-hmm. I say we go for $500 million. A billy.
Okay, the next one is an all-time low interest rate.
Hey,
okay, so talk about that, Thierry. That's more...
So right now, the Bank of Canada is basically, in hopes of slowing down the economic crash, is bringing down what's called the taux directeur, so the main interest rate. And that main interest rate means the Bank of Canada is loaning money, creating fake money pretty much, and loaning it to the RBCs and the Desjardins, the HSBC, and all these banks are getting money at almost 0%. The actual number is 0.25%. And last 2 weeks ago, HSBC just announced the lowest interest rate in the history of Canada when it comes to mortgage. Ladies and gentlemen, they announced a 0.99%, meaning 1% interest rate. So you know what, black and brown people? I need y'all to do one thing. If you live in a house and you've been there for over 15, 20 years, you need to sit down with your parents and say, Mommy, Daddy, do we have a thing called equity inside our house? Mm-hmm. And if we do, we might want to take a line of credit at 1% interest over the next 5 years. And ladies and gentlemen, this might be your biggest opportunity to jump into business for yourself.
Maybe
buy, refinancing a $500,000 home in the West Island, refinancing a duplex in Montreal North that maybe has no mortgages. If right now you were to take $100,000 on this property, guess what? 2021, I'm predicting a market crash and there's going to be a lot of opportunities. And like King Louis said, and I quote, when there's blood in the street, buy land. All right?
Great.
So if there's going to be a crash, you might want to take that line of credit and then invest it either in the stock market or invest it in another property. This is the opportunity to multiply your assets.
Preach, brother.
Create generational wealth.
Hey. That's what's that.
I'm excited about that one because the... basically, we're at 17 acres we're about to buy. Looking forward to that.
Up, only up from here. Next one is Beyonce retiring, / her Black King. What was it, on Disney, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
I never watched it, unfortunately. But
what?
It was
insane.
Everything.
What? I didn't see it.
This
is me not listening to the Busta Rhymes album. Oh, my God. I didn't want to say that out loud either.
This is a positive call.
Oh, Do not disown me. I'm busy.
This is the positive.
The Black delegation. I'm going to have to step in for this.
We would like to trade Miss Trish.
For who?
For Valerie Blanche.
We need to convey Black. Wait a minute.
I thought we were about to
invest in. You guys, there is only one Miss Trish. Thank you very much.
I thought we were bringing in Justin Trudeau with his South Passe and his Haitian side.
You ain't lying.
You guys, come on.
All jokes aside, do you think Justin Trudeau has ever made love to a beautiful Black woman?
No.
He was sitting on the backs of some Black boys. He might have.
Oh,
he
like to ride black folks, he might've. He might've.
That's a drop of bomb on that.
The show's over. Let's do the countdown.
Real quick, time. Oh, yes. That's how we, yeah. We're going to move right along to Montreal music.
Yeah, have to acknowledge. We are here. 2020 was heavy for Montreal music.
Amen. He said he likes to sit on the bus.
Danny, we are best.
He is currently... fornicating under cardinal knowledge us right now. Oh, he is doing us, all of us right now. If you collected the syrup, he is doing you right now.
You're right.
So
you're right. You're done. Dude.
Let's not get it twisted.
You know, this is why I love the Empower Hour so much.
This is how we do it.
Just a lot of things. Let's shout out Montreal Music.
So Suski. Dirt Work Productions on his Grammy. Come on. Drop that bomb on him. MCD Solo dropped Slow Wine.
Yes.
Crazy, crazy single, smashing everything.
And I'm putting it out the universe. Slow Wine remix for 2021. Rihanna singing the hook.
This is what we're talking about. We had Frost that dropped Monin.
Yeah, that's a dope
Come
track.
Come on.
That's
that,
a dope
yo.
Track.
My
that
goodness. Anyways,
go on, Frost, with yourself.
I just put my friends on it this week. I was like, "Hey, this is the epitome of like revamping yourself or reinventing yourself." Mm-hmm. He is definitely it, and he had such a plus with this. I'm rooting for this guy.
All day.
Next one. Oh, come on, that one too. Next one, Kaya.
Oh, yeah, we got Cali Pop with Whiplash, and she also came out with the Friends Anthem. If you go and check it out, Cali Pop Friends. This is for all your bestest friends who keep your secrets, who let you sleep on their couch when you need some help. Yeah, this is the song, Cali Pop this year. Mm-hmm. Magnum
Fur Coat.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Magnum doing his due. And we have Chung Lee. Where's Chung Lee's coming up?
Chung Lee? She's coming up in the game. She's a Montreal female artist. Right. She released a couple of songs and videos, but I think she made her mark with a song called like Liberace. Yes. And so she out there right now. Look her up and then look for me.
Queen Kaya, you better talk about yourself some more, sis. Come on now.
Y'all know I'm modest, actually. I'm not like that. When you see it on TV, you're just going to be like, what? But yeah, check me out.
We're going to say it. I'm going to say Queen Kaya is doing the jazz thing around here, okay? No. We heard her music. You know what I mean? We endorse her 1,000,000% times infinity because she is doing it.
And I've never seen the video, but I say that you should really pause the first 3 seconds of the video.
You've never seen the video, but Queen Kaya is doing her thing out here, okay? And look out for her because she is on the rise. That is what we are saying, okay?
Yeah, but as we're talking to Queens, I'm trying to Nayla Ali.
She's blowing up.
Yeah, she's blowing up. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, go on, sis.
I went to school with her, Concordia.
Word? That's what I'm saying. How are we not talking about? I'm like trying to pull up her thing. She's crushing. She's
Well, Nyla, shout out to you, sis. Do it. 2021 is also your year. We're looking out for you.
Shout out to Shaw Frank.
Shaw Frank.
She's really, really doing it big. Yeah, I love me Shaw Frank. She's awesome. Shout out to you, Queen.
All right. Next one, the rise of Zoom. Did you guys know about Zoom before 2020?
I did.
I had no idea.
What on earth Zoom was. Pete, did you know what Zoom was before 2020?
I did, and I'm angry I didn't buy stocks.
You're angry you didn't buy stocks.
Seriously,
I should have. I'm dead ass. Like, it's, come on. It's like, when it happened, I just wasn't there mentally. But it's like,
I was the stupid man that when they said, the first time they said, hey, we're going to connect on a Zoom next week. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And literally I said, well, I have Skype. And they laughed at me.
Mm. Yeah.
They laughed at me. Like I was saying, I got a BlackBerry. Like, you know, it's iPhone, BlackBerry. I was like,
it's like you had a flip phone.
Yeah.
And they treated you like you had a flip phone. Like,
seriously.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to talk about the rise also of OnlyFans.
I want to spend a little bit of time on that one.
We don't have that much time, brother. We don't have that much time.
So what is OnlyFans? Because I've been calling it fans only, and they've been laughing at me. What is OnlyFans?
OnlyFans is a platform where girls and guys who have fans can go on and exhibit their talents for a small fee, a subscription.
What kind of talents, man?
All kinds. Actually, you'd be surprised what people use OnlyFans for. I'm showing my butt. Mm-hmm, you know?
Nice.
I'm showing my butt on mine.
Nice.
And then they have no, I'm serious. It's what it is. They have some ladies that are naked painting by numbers. You know, but it just depends on what you like and finding the stuff that you like and going to subscribe to it. But OnlyFans has a lot of different varieties of content that men and women put out at an exclusive level for their fans. So it actually has provided in this pandemic a way for people to sex workers and otherwise to make
monetize
their money
their
and
brands.
Monetize and not risk getting sick. It's a safe way to get some money doing the same stuff that you've been doing. And we all know, you know, we're perverted as people. It's what it is. So people like it
we're
making money. And I'm so happy for the people. I'm happy for y'all. Y'all get this money. Cha-ching, ching.
Exactly. Talking about money, quarantine radio.
Quarantine
radio. That's all quarantine. The same tip. That's Tory Lanez now. Quarantine radio on the rise as well. How y'all feel about quarantine radio? Have you guys tuned into that stuff?
It was hilarious. I loved it.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I loved it. And I think it kind of, quarantine radio springboarded OnlyFans.
Yeah, it probably did. Trisha just got catching. I have claps going on
I'm
in the background.
Who is clapping?
Who's applauding? I've been applauding since we started about fans only.
It's too early for that.
Gina, what's your take on quarantine radio?
I'm sorry, guys. I've never seen it.
What?
You are lying.
Where's my boobs?
Please, black delegation. Now we got to switch you.
Black delegation.
Where's my boobs?
Listen, first of all, don't boo me.
Quarantine.
Boo me. Booms. Chill out. I'm just saying that Gina, during 2020, had focused on things that she knew and already knew. I did a whole binge of The Office. I just didn't get onto quarantine radio.
So what is quarantine radio?
You asking me?
Isn't it the Tory Lanez thingy? Where all the girls twerking and dancing and all that kind of stuff.
He wasn't dancing, but he actually gave artists a platform to show their talents and to get seen. There was a lot of record executives and a lot of famous people in the industry that tuned in. And they would let you know who's in the forum so that you can come through. And it gives you a chance to come through and show the people that you got talent. And some people made some real money.
Thank you.
Tory Lanez, I have to say, shout out to Tory Lanez. Even though all the other allegations and stuff, Tory Lanez, you're not cheap. I love you for that. You are really not playing. He gave away $40,000 in one day, $20,000 every other day, and I think $10,000 for certain things and $20,000 for the rest of the day. So he might have gave away a good $300,000-$400,000 during quarantine. So
and let's call a spade a spade. Black people are ultimately the most creative people in the history of mankind.
Talk about it.
Tory Lanez was virtually gone. On nobody's radar, the virus kicks in, the pandemic, the close down, all that stuff. The one artist that finds a way to stay on top of minds, tip of tongue for everybody, whether you agree or not, Tory Lanez coming out with a branded, literally, thing called quarantine radio that would literally have 200,000 people tuning in.
Yep.
This guy had more people on his literally quarantine radio live on IG then CNN then Tout Le Monde au Pal in Montreal. So shout out to the man for creating a platform, and I agree with Queen Kaya. Agree with it or not, if you think it's degrading to woman or not, there's a whole lot of people that tuned in that stayed entertained during a time where we needed much needed entertainment.
Amen. And speaking of entertainment, we're going to go around quick. Your favorite versus battle, if you guys watched any of them this year. Everybody quickly, let's go.
Bounty and Beanie.
Really?
I said
I
the two.
I want to go last because I got something else for you.
All right, go ahead.
No, I like the B&Bs, Bounty and Beanie.
Yeah, okay.
I like the one where what's his name got destroyed.
Who's that?
The guy that
Gucci and
Young Jeezy?
I'm gonna go back. The one what's his name? The guy that started this, married to Alicia Keys.
Swiss Beats
versus
Timbaland.
Timbaland.
Really?
That was my favorite. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because Swiss Beats didn't take it seriously. He got in his car.
Okay.
He's like, I invented this versus thing.
Okay.
I'm not taking. Whereas Timbaland was in his home studio. And he's like, boy, bye.
I'm going to eat you
alive.
So one time.
My favorite one was that one.
All right. Kaya, my darling.
So I have to say that my favorite versus was Keisha Cole.
And Ashanti.
Because it didn't happen. Let me tell you something.
That didn't happen.
When Ashanti came on Fake Coffin, let me tell you something.
Oh, no.
That was the best part. So she come on Fake Coffin before a couple hours before the verses came on, talking about, I got COVID.
Yep. Oh, no.
It's a closed set, my girl. Show up. And ain't nobody asking you to sing. Just play the music like everybody else. Ain't nobody singing on it. You know, they didn't perform
Ashanti
on verses.
Ashanti backed down?
So Ashanti backed out because she said she got COVID, right?
Oh,
so
my they're God. Like,
but let's be honest. Keisha would have had that, though.
Hold up. Keisha Cole won just because she showed up dressed first to first. She knew it wasn't happening and still showed up with her Mr. T starter kit on.
She
had all
Keisha.
Kinds of jewelry and she had her boobs pushed all the way up. She had her makeup. She had the old, don't change my mind. That ponytail. You know that ponytail? She had that joint on. She was ready to go. So she won by default. So that was my favorite because Ashanti came on with the fake call. She was like, God damn, let me clear my throat. Yo, it was hilarious. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
And let's not forget, you made a perfect point. You said that they could have played the music as Brandy and Monica did.
That was
they
heavy.
Did not sing.
Brandy
very
and Monica
many.
Had what, over a million views.
It was okay, but they didn't really sing. They played the songs to her point. You know what I'm saying? You just want Ashanti could have came on and did. You don't need to sing.
They lip sync.
Only Buju and Bounty did.
Exactly.
And granted, as they performed, half the time, sometimes I was like, can you move a little less? Because we can't hear the words.
Exactly. Exactly.
I am on the figure. Remind me of the Benz and the Lexus and the Bieber. Hey, sorry. Didn't he lose weight on that versus? Like, he came in thick at the beginning and then his belly was flat, like he had abs at the end. Yo, he did a famous, like, he did the.
He did this.
What a beating man
dance.
Exactly.
The bogle.
I wish you guys were here.
He bogled until his stomach went away by the end of the verses.
They're doing
that was
it right
dope.
Now.
Yeah, we were bogling, right?
They're dancing right now.
We had to.
That just made me think of Big Belly Man.
I ain't dancing with no Big Belly Man.
Wait.
Hey. But it's cuffing season. It's cold. You may want to snuggle with somebody a little chunkier. Anyways, next up.
Talk about it.
Next one. NBA taking a social stand.
Yes.
Gina,
yes.
Coming from a basketball family, darling. Speak.
Yes. My family was involved in that as well. The I Can't Breathe, the BLM. I think it was great because let's be honest, folks, the NBA is black.
Period.
Right? Yeah. It's owned by the whites.
Yeah. Yep.
But they black. Mm-hmm. Athletics, same for the NFL.
Preach, darling.
You know, so I definitely appreciated them using their platform to push the agenda in the right way and for their social justice stand.
Nice. Tareem, since you played basketball your whole life, darling, what's your...
The NBA is Canada and the NFL is the U.S.
Okay. Mm.
The NBA is covertly racist and the NFL is overtly racist. Yeah. Mm. So they're both plantation, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
The difference between both is, once again, the NBA knows that there's a fine line between treating your slaves so bad that they will fully rebel. Whereas the NFL don't care. They treat the slaves, they tell them to run, jump, sit. They fake try to hire back Colin Kaepernick. They fake do all these pump publicity fake. Stunts with Jay-Z, pump fakes, exactly. Whereas the NBA, you saw a glimpse of what can be. I want you guys to close your eyes right now. Mm. We're literally December 31st. We're about to go into the new year. Mm-hmm. Imagine if we had a black league. Imagine if tomorrow all the NBA players said, so long, slave owners. Imagine a league in the motherland. Imagine a league where every single black player would only play for black owners. Not out of racist, out of economic empowerment. Now I want you to know this. If you are a young black man running and gunning, if you are a parent listening to this right now and you have a boy or a girl playing sports, I want you to look at Naomi Osaka. I want you to look at LeBron James. Mm-hmm. And I want you to remember one thing. We're not going to remember their winnings. We're not going to remember how great athletes they were. You know what we're going to remember? The social stance that they took. Mm. Because look at Muhammad Ali. What do we remember from him? We remember when he told those white medias, ain't no Viet Cong called me no Negro. Ain't no Viet Cong called me no N-word. Mm. And he stood up and said, I am willing to go to jail, but I will not go to fight a war. So I want you guys to understand the power that your kids have. I'm all for posting on social media when they win the dunk contest. I'm all for social media when they win a championship. But how about we put stuff on social media when they win spelling bees? How about we put stuff on social media when they win a coding contest, when they create a game, an online game?
Yes.
When they decide to start a business, when they make their first $200 selling lemonade, I think we need to shift our paradigms and go from literally the courtroom to the boardroom.
My word.
And I just want to add, I want to give a shout out to McCorm Maker, who announced that he was going to commit to Howard University. So he's specifically going to commit to an HBCU, because that's the other thing too.
While recruited by Kentucky, Memphis, and UCLA.
By Kentucky, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so and UCLA, as you said. And so he said it for him, it was important for him to go and support the HBCUs, and how, you know, hopefully, I know it may seem difficult when you have places like Kentucky vying for you, which is very high in the ranking.
Of course.
And to make the decision to say, I'm going to go support our HBCUs. And if a lot more athletes did that, the amount of money, amount of money these athletic programs bring to these
ultimate
universities.
Ultimate plantation.
Listen.
Hmm. Ultimate plantation. And Makur Maker is from the same line of kings like Thon Maker, which are from the continent. A lot of them get scooped up at a very young age by these white colonizers. They go to Africa. They claim to love us. They promise our parents to have better schools and better education. But make no mistake about this. When these colonizing, quote-unquote, high school coach or summer programs, right? When they come in and they recruit your kids, they are as bad as these transatlantic slave traders. And I don't want to sound too extremist about this, but it is what it is.
Yep.
I pray for the day that when you see a 6'10" black person in the metro, you don't go up to him and say, what sport do you play? Instead, I want you to go up to them and say, what party are you going to run? What company are you going to build? Which impact do you have in your society? All right? Let's change the verbiage and language that we have when we speak to one another.
Oh, my God. So with that.
Lovely.
Brothers and sisters, let's transition a little bit. Let's just drop a little music before we go into our next
segment. Yeah, I want some music.
Me love woman, me father him, that's why me born. And up for them I try stop me, me fly past them straight. Only for them a wicked, so what them me no rate. You know them one box the little food from me plate, but I got over devil a hell fit them straight.
I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day of my life I am blessed. When I wake up in the morning. Much over me. So when the wicked rise, judgment feed them. For 10 years, me I make it. Someday I yada sit down, but me a tour. Hands up from you, now about stand. Well, I make me big up me friend them. Live up your rhythm, it have a prayer. Irish and chin, no worry, everything straight. See?
I am blessed. I am blessed.
Praise God, straight, make money, straight. Money haters, straight. Fun bad mind, straight. God knows me, straight. Me love woman, straight. Me father him, straight. That's why me born, straight. Enough of them a try stop me, me fly past them straight. One heap of them a wicked, so what them me no rate. You know them one box the little food from me plate, but I got over devil a hell fit them straight.
I am blessed.
Mic's on. Mic's on. Mic check. Mic check. Mic check. Mic check. Mic check. Whoops. Whoops. Turn this one down.
It wouldn't be a show
if you didn't. If I didn't do that at least three times, it wouldn't be a show. I think I'm all playing the same track again.
Yep, you are. Engineer of the Year goes to Pharrell Raymond.
Yo, you guys, I feel like I should get more love for what I'm doing.
He just wants to give a little extra blessing.
Money pull up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right, every show? Okay.
I know. Every show, I've been pulling up like
and
weeks.
And over our voices, too.
I know. What? Pardon me, Trish? Let me turn it up again.
Love you.
Okay. So with that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Trish is breaking.
I'm just wilding out in here.
Broken. This is my best $4.
So, guys, you guys know how we like to do. So, we can't end our year without at least calling on a couple of our businesses within the community. So, no further ado, I have the one and only Preston Martelli. Preston, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Pharrell?
I am awesome. I'm awesome. Thank you, my brother, for being on with us this blessed rising. So, Preston, how was your 2020?
Dude, my 2020 has been, I think, just as crazy as everybody else out there. It's been a year that we're not going to forget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when it first started going down with the whole coronavirus, you know, a lot of people started panicking. A lot of people started freaking out, you know, like myself, in terms of, you know, the uncertainty ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I'm blessed was I had to, you know, when a lot of people were, you know, really panicking as to what to do, I immediately turned into, okay, how can we, I was asking myself, how can I, right? So
mm-hmm.
the question was, how can we turn this potential disaster into something positive?
And you know what, and before I even let you dive in, because I forgot to properly introduce you and your background, what you do.
Yeah, come on now.
You know, that, well, I you know what I mean?
Like, first though, what nationality are you? Hello?
Hey,
yeah.
Yes. Preston. Hey, how you doing?
What nationality? It's Terry. Terry, how you doing?
What how nationality you doing? Are you? Yes, my background is from Saint Lucia. I was born and raised in beautiful island of Saint Lucia.
Oh, because your family name is Martelly.
Yeah, me and Terry were looking at it. You gotta be Haitian.
Because that's the name of the
Sweet Mickey.
Yeah,
ex-president. Yeah, we're definitely Mickey. Connected. It's a small world. It's a small world. So
all right.
There's definitely a Haitian connection in there.
That's what it is. So. You are the owner of Java Logix, that basically you do web optimization. But I'll let you just talk about what you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically I do. I operate in the digital marketing realm. So I've been kind of working online for the past 7 years. I'm helping businesses, you know, get established online and really have a dominating presence online.
Mm-hmm.
And when things started happening, you know, customers started asking me, Preston, what do I do? What's the next step? How do I communicate? How do I navigate this online space? Because they were, you know, really worried their business was going to, you know, crumble.
Mm.
And I had to say, okay, what are the opportunities that we have? This is a great opportunity. There's technology available today. We've got internet. We've got computers. We're all set up. Let's just try to pivot our business in the right direction. And fortunately, we've been able to save, I think I've single-handedly saved over a dozen businesses this year from, you know, going
Amazing.
Under.
And what do you focus on, like pay-per-click, SEO, you use Unbound, stuff like that?
It's really holistic. It's you know, every business is unique, but it's really a matter of, you know, trying to find out what they're doing well, you know, in traditional marketing and use it in the online marketing space to help them, you know, take the business to the next level. You know, some people may need organic traffic, some people might need pay-per-click traffic, some people might need to do email marketing. We do it all. Right. But we really tailor to your needs and what you do best and try and give you something that you can work with.
And I take it that you do this full time.
I do this full time. Mm-hmm. Me and I'm
full time overtime. Yeah. Full time overtime, because I'd be calling overtime, him all the time.
Exactly.
No, President. So we definitely appreciate you. So now, so for 2021, according to Gina the Great, we don't have resolutions. We have what, Gina?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. It's been
it's
one
the
of
wine.
The...
It's the wine.
Yeah,
yeah.
The wine, New Year's champagne.
I didn't have no wine at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's life. It's lifestyles.
Lifestyles. Thank you.
Changes.
What are your what? So exactly no, for 2021.
you know, my advice, I think, you know, the next couple of weeks, we got, you know, a couple more weeks left in this year. Really take some time to, you know, sit down, reflect in, look at what matters to you. You know, the holidays are here, you know, spend some time with the family, guys. We realize one of the biggest things this thing taught us is, you know, what's important, and that's spending time with our family, spend time with our friends. So the people you do have time to spend with, you know, enjoy it. And, you know, reflect, look at your business, see what you're doing well, identify your core product and who your top competitors are in the market, and, you know, and put together a plan to really dominate in 2021. I've been helping businesses for the last, you know, month, 2 months. Just really do that. Just stop, look at what you're doing well, look at who's doing great, who you want to model behind, and let's put a plan together for 2021 to make sure that you have a smashing year.
I love it. How do we contact you?
Contact me at javalogic.ca. One of the things, if you just go over to javalogix.ca, you can get in touch with me there. I've got a direct number. You can call me. You can book me with me. You can even request one of these brand audits so we can, you know, assess exactly where you are and give you a 90-day plan to kick off 2021 the right way.
So why don't we try to hire you for Empower Hour? Why don't you do a brand audit for the Empower Hour?
Now we're talking.
I'd love to have a brand audit with you where you would come back in the new year and then give us kind of like a brand audit and allow for our listeners to see what they could potentially expect with helping us blow up the Empower Hour platform.
It would be a blessing.
Preston, you know, noted. I'm writing it down as we speak. So.
Write it down. Go over to javalogic.ca and book a 30-minute consultation with me. We'll get the emails, the details down for us to get that audit done for you. And I'd love to come back on with you live and show you guys exactly what are the things I look at with an audit.
We're on it. Preston, we appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for what you're doing. And I'm wishing you an amazing 2021, my brother. Keep well.
Thank you so much. All the best to you guys, too. Take care.
Peace. Wow. Okay. So, yo, we're just all kind of things. So, Ginny, you ever want? Let's all hit our things real quick. Hold on. Ginny, are you still doing your one? Is that what you're highlighting or no? No.
Oh no.
Okay, cool. No, I wasn't sure what you were doing over there. I know for me, I'm going to close off my little part because we had our 5-week series. So last week it was the why, and this week ending out our 5-week. Four W's and H series is when are you? When are you? What does that even mean? What it means is mentally, are you in the present moment? We have a tendency of never being in the moment. Life has taught us to always be either regretting, thinking about stuff in the past and just, or worrying about what's coming in the future. But unfortunately, a lot of us aren't enjoying the present moment. And it's really going back and remembering why you're here. You're here to live and experience. And so much of us aren't taking the time to just pause and smell the flowers, so to speak. And as a result, we are missing life completely. So my wish to you guys for 2021 is to work at being in the present moment, be in the now, because everything is happening in the now. You're manifesting, you're manipulating your realities, but everything is happening in the now, every present moment. So be in the present moment, my people. That is the when we are. And that concludes my 5 weeks. It's been a pretty heavy 5 weeks. Hey? Take a good time. So cool. Next.
Next. Is it me next?
Yeah.
Coffee conversations very, very quickly. So this is a few signs I want you guys to drink up if you're over 2020. Mm-hmm. This is a few things, okay? First one is you've gone back home or back to your car because you've forgotten your mask.
Drink up to that
if you've forgotten your mask.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I've already drank to all of this, so I'm good. next one, you've cursed 2020. Like, beep this stinking year. Beep this, beep that. Have you guys done that?
Absolutely.
Well, I haven't.
Drink up. Pharaoh, I don't believe you, so you take that water and you drink that, brother.
At least once.
You've said, beep 2020, right? Next one is you've gained some quarantine weight, but you only notice it when you turn to the side. You're like, oh, snappity doodles. Is that my 3-month belly?
Snappity doodle.
I've always
always been fat, so.
I can't.
So you guys, that
in
stop
the right
that.
Place.
So, yes. No. No.
In the right place.
I took
places.
The other route. I started working out.
All right, Gucci.
Mm-hmm. Gucci. You started working out in 2020?
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. haven't worked out before?
Oh, I mean, come on.
She mm-hmm. does?
No, I'm asking. I'm just
in life. Okay.
In life. But no, I took the opportunity to make it a lifestyle.
Nice. A lifestyle change. All right. The next one is, you're ready to get back to social events.
Oh.
Drink up, everybody. Some. Drink up. What don't you miss, though? Like, I mean, I don't.
I don't miss having to go to work in the cold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one thing.
I ain't gonna lie.
I miss people's faces.
Yeah.
Like, I miss the interaction, yeah.
You go in the metro and you walk in the street. Right. People are like zombies. Like,
mm-hmm. Yes.
You can see their eyes, but you can't see their smile. And I miss that.
Mm-hmm. But you gotta smile with the eyes.
You get smize. That's what you call a smize. See, you're doing it right now.
What are my eyes saying right now?
We don't want to say on air.
Ooh. Can't say on air, yeah.
My eyes got beautiful eyes.
Don't get me started, okay?
Because beautiful eyes.
I attack. I just want you to know.
Kaya said,
I'm a seize the moment kind of girl.
Don't.
I'm a live in the moment kind of girl.
You are in the now. You are in the now.
She
you
said,
see what
don't,
I mean?
Don't threaten her with a good time.
Do not threaten me.
With a don't good threaten me.
Let
with
us
good
not
time.
Forget about last week's Coffee Chronicles and Kaya's conversation. Let's not forget about it.
Don't poke the bear.
Pete, do you miss certain things about social events about 2021 before I go forward with the last one?
I'll be completely honest. No. I do.
Really?
I rolled my eyes. Go ahead.
You
folks.
Don't miss any social events?
Okay, I don't want to sound like a jerk, okay? But it'll
never premise that way.
I have to start it like that. No, because and Cherokee, you could maybe attest to this.
Go ahead.
I don't say we have to go out a lot, but in a certain position, what you do in the community, you have to be out. You have to go with see people. And sometimes it ends up becoming like, it feels like work. You're like, holy crap, I got three things I got to go to today
physically
to support.
Go.
You know what I mean? So I can't say I miss that because it kind of started feeling like work, just going out and just being social and having to see people.
Yep.
And for those who know me, I do like actually not having to go out.
Okay. All right.
I miss my family functions.
I do.
Right. That is
saying.
A little
I
bit
miss
different.
That too. And the last one on my conversation is you look back at past pictures and say, that's when we were outside.
Yes.
I felt like that when I was watching movies. So I was like, man, remember when we were allowed to just be?
Oh my God.
Right?
Just allowed to be in restaurants.
For me, though.
Hmm?
Nothing in 2020 changed for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I discussed this in one of our earlier segments that mm-hmm. the government is making these smoking mirrors and these illusions for people. And if you don't use your mind, your thinking, working mind, you'll be fooled by it.
Mm.
So for all of y'all who didn't take vacations this year, shame on you, because I was away for 2 months.
She really was.
I tried. They canceled
Toronto,
my flight.
That doesn't mean you don't reschedule. Mm.
Oh, no, I tried.
One monkey don't stop. No show, sis.
I tried. I tried. They sent me from one department to another. I'm still waiting on that
they
credit.
They put up visuals of Canadian like border lines being trapped off by police saying that you can't go province to province.
Yeah.
So I rent a car that day and I drive over there and all of the news cameras and stuff are dispersing when the police go home and we're like, okay.
Okay, keep
so this
moving.
So this is not real. Keep moving. So we went through Ottawa to Ontario. Like we just kept on going.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh wow!
This year didn't stop anything for me. I still socialized. I still went to parties. You can check my Instagram and see the pictures and stuff.
She did.
Shame on y'all. Mm. Y'all are sheep.
Yes.
Shame on y'all. Don't be sheep.
My damn
2021, yep. I pray that everything that we did wrong in 2020, that we leave that ruckus behind.
Mm.
Leave it behind. Because don't believe the hype. They let the people, if you let them pull you and wag the dog, then that's what you allow them to do. Don't let
bombs.
Them wag the dog.
Dropping bombs on everything.
And that was the last 2020 edition of Coffee Conversation.
So,
thank you guys for listening all the time.
We appreciate you.
So Kat, I know last episode you had some hotness, so I don't know if you want to drop any more hotness before Tiggy takes it and does his thing.
Can we do our countdown?
Let me get my note.
All right. So in the meantime, so Terry, what's your wrap up? What do you want to leave people with? Whatever. Just go ahead, my brother. The floor is yours.
I want everybody listening to this to invest black. I don't want y'all to feel like you have to. I don't even like the word support black. I want us to segregate our dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to segregate our eyeballs. I want us to segregate our energy. I want us to commit to 2021 by saying, I will lift up once a week once a week. That's nothing. I will lift up a black queen or black king trying to do good. Period. Nothing more. I'm not even saying invest, because when you say support black, it sounds like you're doing charity. Invest $10, $15, $30. And if you don't believe in capital, and what I like to call conscious capitalism, I want you to dedicate your time. Go support a nonprofit. Go help somebody that looks like you and that can pay it forward. So for 2021, stay focused though. You might not believe in capitalism, but trust me, capitalism believes in you. Stay focused and keep your eyes open. If the market is up, invest in the market. If the interest rates are low, take out a line of credit, buy a building, do collective investments. Check out the OFC. Check out black and brown people trying to do collective and literally group investments. So 2021, kaboom, baby.
I love it.
2021 is the year of unity, of united blackness. All right?
I know. I was like, that's not the big enough bomb for what was just said. We need some glass breaking in there too. Where's the broken glass? Okay. So, yes. Queen Kai, it's you.
So I'm just gonna throw a couple of different things out there, just because the new year was coming in. I was gonna talk about the baby, and he has a new baby, and there's some controversy going on online. He got a brand new baby now. Everybody knows he's been professing his love to his baby mama, who has always been in the picture, and then he gets a girl named Dani Lee that's also in the industry. It happens to be a Hispanic girl,
Dani Lee.
He just it just seems like he's smitten with this girl. So B. Simone, a comedian who just came up, who came out with a cosmetic line, and she made headlines because she made $1 million overnight.
Okay.
So she became famous really for that. So where are we going to put this together and tie this in with the baby? We all know that she was dating him for a little while, and they say that Dani Lee is the girl who took the baby from her. So she's online right now. Yeah, and she's catching a lot of backlash because she happened to say, like, well, we all know why Dani Lee beat me out of the game, and it's because of Hispanic, because she's Hispanic. Right. And, you know, Hispanic girls got that special, like, type of thigh out. So she's getting a lot of backlash right now for pretty much downing black women, saying that Spanish women or Hispanic women have an advantage over black women because they have something that is more special than what they have. I'm not even going to give that topic any power, but what I want to talk about is the fact that the baby has to be one of the slickest men that I've seen in the industry yet, because he got a baby mama, a new baby mama, he got Dani Lee, he got him and her and his ex-girlfriend fighting, and he got a new girlfriend. So I just thought about this morning. I said, everybody, pH balance is all messed up. This is terrible. But he is a slick magician. I have to say that. Also, in industry news, Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey. Well, we know that won't last for long. But because whoever wants her for Christmas pretty much can have her if you got enough.
Wow.
No,
where are the shots? I need gunshots.
They put Lori Harvey on their wish list.
Yeah, but I'm not mad at her. No, let's not call her the town matches.
Oh,
no.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, because men do it left, right, and center. Her and Future probably were like where they needed to be. Do what you gotta do, girl. You young and
she
live
don't,
life.
She, let me tell you, she don't be wifing them. And you know what? She's safe. She's safe. She good. Well, we don't know what she's doing. That's why I said, and I ain't judging. I'm just saying,
she
home
wife him. She replaces.
I'm just saying, homegirl, that won't last long because homegirl don't keep them. She replaces them.
Go
but
and get them.
But
she's doing her buffet. She's making her decisions. Buffet.
That's right.
She got to try before you buy.
That's right. Okay. So she got Michael B. Jordan. So we just want to give a shout out to them, and I hope that y'all make it, you know. But that's my man, so I just want you to know I'm coming for him. So yeah, so in industry news, I just want to say that this was a big year for black people in the industry, from the Versus battles to the Tory Lanez and Megan, and just like I said in the last show, all press is good press. So just to everyone that's in the music industry, keep your head up. I know that this is a trialing time. I see y'all getting a little messy out there because of COVID and stuff. Keep your head up, kings and queens. And let's keep entertaining. Let's keep it bright. Let's keep it light. Peace.
Wait, is Lori Harvey Steve Harvey's daughter?
Stepdaughter. Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm. Her mama is a professional at what she do, awesome. Though. Her mama is a professional one, actually.
Sorry, I'm so bad.
Yeah, shout out to Marjorie Harvey, woman after my own. Actually, I think that she should start mentoring some of these young girls out here.
You ain't
because
lying.
Her daughter is coming up in the game, baby.
Guys, shout so out. This has been it, guys. So
wait,
this
wait,
is...
before we leave, can we do our soundbite, the Empower Hour soundbite? Let me see if everyone knows what I'm talking about. If I do 3, 2, 1, crickets.
Okay, so do we do our countdown now, or do we do it after Cherry gives a word, and that's our final word? What's our final word, guys? This is it.
We got 1 minute, y'all.
Yep.
Final word on my end is going to be social distancing does not mean emotional distancing.
Amen.
And the love of your people does not mean the hate of other. Mm. Not let the system convince you that because you are pro-black, you are anti-white. Mm. All right? So that would be my last words for our community.
And just do the close, and then we'll do our countdown.
All right, all right. So, people, we are closing this year's show. I am trying to buy some time because I don't have it right now.
Yes.
But Kings and Queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available live on Instagram and Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, empowerment. Yes, we went started with negativity, but we ended on positivity, laughters, and good vibes. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT.
CKUT
Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.